Yeah, Tiger Woods, please.
Oh, speaking.
Hey, Tiger, it's the Musers.
Oh, hi, Musers.
Hey, congratulations on your victory.
Oh, well, thanks. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah, we watched it.
That's the seventh time I've won the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
Mm-hmm.
I own that thing. Isn't it about time to rename it now? Now the Tiger Woods Invitational, bitch.
Golly, man. Don't talk like that.
Your caddy said you were a man on a mission, and it sounds like it.
That's sure enough true. Did you know that Arnie Palmer wasn't even there to give him my trophy?
Yeah, well, you know, he had a little bit of a blood pressure scare.
Yeah, I think he was busy getting a prostate transplant or something.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
He's old. He's so old. Why is he so beloved? He won even less than me.
Well, he was a forerunner, a trailblazer.
Yeah, he made golf possible for you.
Let me tell you something. There's nothing more defeating than winning a tournament and then turning around and having to do a Roger Maltby interview. Good God, who is that guy?
He's a former player.
He actually played golf on the tour?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord, look at him. He looks like Wilford Brimley had sex with a Lorax. And a butt child was born unto
him. All right.
Well, I figured you'd be happy to talk to anybody after a win.
Hey, newsflash, I beat Graham McDowell again.
Yeah, but it's been like 2.5 years since you've won, though. So that's, you know, it's been a while since we've been able to say this.
I'm still on Graham McDowell here. Can I rat on him for a moment?
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
G-Mac. More like G-Hack.
Oh, my gosh. That's so childish.
He shot like 74.
Yeah.
OMG. I haven't shot a 74 since a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be careful about taunting. I mean, you know, it's been a while since you've been on top.
You know what? I'm back and I'm already bored.
Wow.
Already
that was fast.
Bored. I'm going to start banging IHOP waitresses again just to break up the monotony of winning.
No, don't do that.
And I don't want to do that because IHOP waitresses smell different down there.
All right.
Oh,
Tiger.
Gosh. It's still very childlike, yeah, in many ways.
I mean, you just won. You won at Arnie's tournament. I thought we'd talk, you know, the fact that you're back and it was really fun to watch this weekend.
Hey, you know what? In an odd bit of historical irony, soon I'll own the Masters.
Yeah, that is weird.
Look out, Masters. Here I come. I'm going to win you again. Can't do anything about it.
Yeah, you look like you're ready to win at the Masters.
You know who I wish were alive to see me return to the top of the leaderboard?
Who's that?
Please don't say.
My bad. Earl. The large corpulent man with the skin the color of potting soil that laid so hard on top of a dry cleaner that she began to grow a piece of PGA inside her woman cave, and 9 months later squatted in a cornfield and fired a non-condom user into the soil that bore the color of his military daddy.
God. It was the longest one ever.
He would love to see that.
Boy, he would have
liked to see that.
He absolutely would have.
I have to go, Musers. I've got to go get my candy.
Candy? That's weird.
Yeah. Oddly enough, I'm going to get me some Skittles.
It's a little early in the morning for that.
All right, Tiger. Well, congratulations.
Bye.
Bye. There he is, the fake Tiger Woods. Morning after, and Tiger win. 8:50 here on Sports Radio 13.